This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We won't perish, but we will faint. Why would we faint? Because the angels are surrounding us. There are special angels looking for these types of gathering, wallah. Well, you could do them at home. Do it any place you find an opportunity to have a halaqa. Do it. Why? There are certain angels, this is the only job, is to look for these types of gathering. And then the sakina descends and the rahma overwhelms. Yani, when I? You're so busy, man. Allah al-musta'an. Really, it doesn't break the heart, but it does in a way. Yani. Oh God. Oh God. And you are in a masjid. You feel like sometimes people say, assalamu alaikum here, assalamu alaikum in the parking lot. When rayh? When rayh? Where? Where you go? Yani, what's that rush? Where you go? It's gonna go. I mean, yes, of course, there are certain exceptions, but the majority, where you go? Already, ammi, fil masjid. And on top of that, khalli al-hadith. Okay, leave the hadith alone. There's when the Prophet says, فَذَلِكُمْ الْرِبَاطِ فَذَلِكُمْ الْرِبَاطِ, waiting for the salah after the salah. انتظار الصلاة بعد الصلاة. Do you understand? There are angels, like the Prophet Muhammad says, there's another angel that sits with you as long as you are in your place of the musallak. مَا دُمْتَ فِي الْمُصَلَّى. As long as you are in the musallak, you pray and you sit in, the angel, his job is, اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لَهُ. Allahumma arhamh, Allahumma aghfir lah, Allahumma arham. Until you leave. Khalas, until you left, تلعب basketball or تلعب whatever. You left, khalas, until you left. Imagine one angel, you know, when you go for Hajj or Umrah, ya Sheikh, what do you do? And I know brother Fadi is going for Umrah. What do you tell him? If he's going for Umrah or whatever. The first thing you will tell him? Make dua for me. Make dua for me. ليش؟ لأنه راح الحج ولا العمرة. يا حبيبي, it's not fadi. ولا an angel sitting the whole time with you right after the salah. اللهم اغفر له, اللهم ارحمه, oh Allah forgive him, oh Allah have mercy upon him. And the dua of angel is not a dua of a sheikh or a prophet. The dua of an angel is answered right away. طيب, huh? Another sit. Where you go? You don't need مغفرة. You don't need رحمة. أنا أين المغفرة من الله؟ وإذ قال إبراهيم ربي اجعل هذا بلدنا آمنا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
المايك يا أستاذ, المايك يا أستاذ, يا طيب.
وإذ قال إبراهيم ربي اجعل هذا بلدنا آمنا وارزق أهله من الثمرات من آمن منهم وارزق أهله من الثمرات من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر قال ومن كفر فأمتعه قليلا ثم أضطره إلى عذاب النار وبئس المصير وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا وجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا وبعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة الآخرة لمن الصالحين. إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين. ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا ونحن له مسلمون. تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون.
جزاك الله خير، بارك الله فيك. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللي عنده anybody by the way, if you really if you have something more urgent to do, more important, talk to Allah, you know, you can leave. Inshallah, these things are recorded anyways. Inshallah, Ta'ala, you can always watch them if you like. We talked about the building of the Kaaba last week and the history. You know, when Ibrahim alayhi salam with his son Ismail, they were standing on al-Maqam. مقام إبراهيم وعاهدنا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل أن طهر بيتي. When Allah عز وجل revealed to Ibrahim and Ismail to purify البيت. البيت is the sacred home or the sacred house, مكة المكرمة. تطهير from شرك, تطهير from any type of يعني anything that is not just, you know, when you say tathir, there's something that is dirty, but also tathir from the, at the time, you know, when these asnam, when these idols, it was like over 360 idols that were in Mecca. Tahir bayti, you know, cleans my home, the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, from all these idols and from the shirk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا. And when Ibrahim عليه السلام made that dua, well, Allah Azza wa Jal make this city of the city, the Bayt of Mecca, secure. And you feel that when we talked about that last week, you feel that safety, that security when you go to Mecca, subhanAllah. You feel amn. Amn on yourself, amn on your wealth, amn on your family. You know, you're not worried, you know, people may harm you or harm your family or even steal anything. Although, subhanAllah, it happens there, you know, types of theft and whatnot. You know, we've heard many stories, but In terms of safety, you feel safe in Mecca, subhanAllah. Allah Azza wa Jalla has made it in such way that through the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Rabbi ij'al hadha baladan amina. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, when he say al-balad, like when Allah Azza wa Jalla says wa-tini wa-zaytuni wa-tur sinin wa-hadha al-balad. Al-balad al-amin. You know, when Allah swears by at-teen. You know what at-teen is, right? Teen means figs. Wa-zaytun. Zaytun means? Huh? Oil. Olives. Olives. Allah Azza wa Jalla swearing by Tini was Zaytun, Asham, Palestine. That's where the Tini was Zaytun in there. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ. So Allah swears by Asham and Palestine, Tini was Zaytun, and by Al-Hadha al-Balad. Al-Balad, which is, you know, the sacred house, Mecca. You know, when Allah Azza wa Jalla, by the way, Allah doesn't have to swear by anything, you know, subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يقسم. ولكن هنا دلالة على إيش. You know, when Allah swears by something, it shows the magnitude of that particular thing. You know, why Allah has to swear, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here to show you and I the tremendous thing about what he's swearing about, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدِ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ. Again, وَإِسْمَعِيلِ. And then remember, Ya Muhammad, when Ibrahim raised the foundation of the house. This is very, very important because of what Ibrahim is to say right now after this, and Ismail. So they raised the foundation of the house, and Ismail both praying, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Oh, our Lord, accept from us. القواعد قال وضعها الملائكة. القواعد is the foundation. When Ibrahim came to build, you know, the Kaaba, Allah did not say وبنى إبراهيم الكعبة. Ibrahim built the Kaaba. Allah didn't say that. Allah says وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت, which means Allah says, and then Ibrahim raised the foundation of the house, which means there's already something there. There's already some pillars, some foundation. When you build a house, you first, you don't come and you just go build the walls and the pillars. What do you build? You build a foundation. So the foundation of Al-Kaaba was already there. It was said by, it was built by the angels first, and then Adam alayhi salam, and then his son Sheet or Set, you know, and then Ibrahim alayhi salam, all from the foundation that were there. And it's been said that it was the angels who built al-Bayt al-Haram. And then they said, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. After they built the Kaaba, what did they say? They made dua to Allah. They ask Allah for, Allah قَبُلْ فِرْمَائِ. Is that what it is? Yes. In Urdu? Yes. Allah قَبُلْ فِرْمَائِ. Yes. So that's what they said here. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah, Allah. What does that mean? It means, لَيْسَتِ الْعِبْرَى بِالْعَمَلِ ولكن العبرة بالقبول ولا لا. Here يعني قليل يتقبله الله خير من كثير مرفوض مطرود. So احرص على القبول أكثر من حرصك على العمل نفسه. والله when I was going to this and I said الله الله الله, and I thought to myself, and I talked about whoever comes and run the masjid or operates the masjid, from the imam, from the management, or you're only here for a specific amount of time. And then you'll be leaving. Nobody stays forever. So in that time frame that you are doing something, and after you're done, what should you do? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Well, Allah, accept my word from me. I'm done. خلاص, I'm gone. You know, so some people have a disease in their heart. I'm leaving, I'm going to destroy so that the person who comes after me, لا, I want to take all the credit. يعني that means whatever you've done, it is not for Allah, you've done it for yourself. Whereas Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he finished building the Kaaba, what did he say? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Ya Rabbi, accept. What do you say after you finish the salah? As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And then, استغفر الله استغفر الله. Why? You just finished the salah, yet you say استغفر الله. Asking Allah for forgiveness from what? Of your shortcoming. Asking Allah Azza wa Jalla to accept that which you have done. You just prayed, but maybe you fear that Allah will not accept your salah from you. You know, so you say استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله for my sujood, maybe it was not complete. استغفر الله for my ركوع, maybe it was not complete. استغفر الله for my قيام, maybe it was not perfect. Ya Rabbi, forgive me for my shortcoming. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره. Ya Rasulullah, جاء نصر الله والفتح. خلاص, you, the conquest of Mecca. Mecca is back. Everything is back. So what you should you say now, Ya Rasulullah? فسبح. Make lots of تسبيح and استغفار. So here, after they built the Kaaba, what did they say? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Ya Rabbi, accept from us. إِنَّا كَانْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Why people when they finish khatmat al-Qur'an, they make dua to Allah? Like Ibn Abbas. Whenever he finishes khatmat al-Qur'an, he used to collect his family and they would make dua for Allah Azza wa Jalla to accept from them the khatmat al-Qur'an. So it's been said, the point is not of how much work you have done, but whether Allah will accept your actions or not. The ibrah. Something small, but accepted, better than a lot refuted, isn't it? About Hajj, what did Umar ibn Khattab say? Al-rakbu kathir. والحج قليل. He says, lots of people, you see lots of people going for Hajj. But amongst those that Allah will accept from, only few. Same. We pray here, Masjid is full, Jum'ah full, Talawih full, Maghrib. But yeah, we ask Allah for acceptance. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ سَمِعْ لِدُعَائِنَا عَلِيمُ بِأَحْوَالِنَا وَأَعْمَالِنَا سميع والله عز وجل يوز سميع عليم. سميع is the all hearing, عليم is the all knowing. سميع is the he's hearing our دعاء, عليم عليم of our actions. This is why you learn when you do tafsir al-Quran. Allah does not end any ayah with just any name, just in vain. Yalla, let's use this name. Nothing is in vain. Everything is being meticulously, subhanAllah, selected. Here is Allah. It would not make sense to say, إِنَّكَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. It will not make sense to say, عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Here it will make sense to say, سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Allah accept from us. You are Samir. You hear our dua. And Alim, Alim of the action we just completed. Does that make sense? To be more concerned about the whether Allah accepts from you or not versus the magnitude of the work and the actions that you're doing. Rabbana waj'alna muslimain ilak. Huh? Aren't you Muslim? رَبَّنَا جْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا. So now Ibrahim is making du'as. After he finished the Kaaba, building the Kaaba with Ismail, he's making these du'as. رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. طب Allah Azza wa Jalla already said, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نُصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَا الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla confirmed and testified, Ibrahim was not Yahudi, was not Nasrani, ولكن was Hanif, Muslim, upright Muslim. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And he was not from the mushriks. Here, رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. Oh Allah, make us Muslims. Why he's saying this? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. صح ولا مو صح؟ In the Quran. مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ. نعم, الآية. Millata, the millah, the right, the path of you, of Ibrahim, Abikum, your father Ibrahim, huwa sammakum al-muslimin min qabl, he named you Muslims. So here Ibrahim, he's saying his dua, Rabbana waj'alna muslimin. Oh Allah, make us submit to you. This is what actually Islam, when you say Islam. Islam is what? Islam is to submit. You submit to who? I want to keep you up a little bit. يعني, you know you're tired, kida, so I'm just trying. يعني, I'm making an effort to keep you kida focused. To submit to whom? To Allah. This is what Islam. So he's make us submit to you, Allah. And look, and this is the dua. You and I were praying today. You know why? Because the dua of Father Ibrahim. You and I are Muslims today because of the dua of Ibrahim. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. والله اجعلنا مسلمين. Me and my son, you know, make us Muslims, submit to Islam. ومن ذريتنا and my offsprings, my ذرية, all my lineage, make them Muslims. أمة مسلمة. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, did he answer the call of Ibrahim? How long? First of all, did Allah answer the dua of Ibrahim?
Yes.
Yes or yes?
Yes?
Yes. How long did it take for Allah to answer that dua?
About 7 years.
2,000 years. The dua was made right there in Arafah when he called the people, when he was making the, you know, and then the answer, ذُرِّيَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ. They said about 2,000 years from there until the coming of Muhammad and his ذُرِّيَّة. I'll come back to this in a second. From our descendants, he made that dua for أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا and show us our rituals. Allah Azza wa Jal showed him, Ya Manasik, the Manasik are the rituals of Hajj. Ya Ibrahim, this is the hudud of Mecca. This is the hudud of the Haram. This is the boundaries of the Haram. This is where Mina is. This is the boundaries of Mina. This is the Tawaf, you do it like this. The Manasik, Arafah, this is Arafah. This is the boundaries of Arafah. Wa arina manasikana. Allah showed him all this manasik, the rituals. So that he taught our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam later on. رَبَّنَا أَلِنَا مَنَاسِكَ لَوْ تُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. So he made dua for himself. He made dua for his descendants. He made dua for his children. عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. So this is another lesson for you and I. And I'm sure all of you do it. Uncle Asif. أخونا فادي. When you prayed in your salah today, did you make dua for anybody that you love? I'm sure you did. Did you make dua for your daughter? No brainer. Did you make dua for your children, Uncle Asif? Maybe you made dua for your children more than you do for yourself. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he taught us this. Not just he made dua for him. He made dua for his children, for his descendants. So remember your family in your duas all the time. When you make dua, don't just, you know, for yourself. No, make dua as our Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, you know, made dua for his children and his descendants. Show us our rituals. And by the way, your father, inshaAllah ta'ala, in Jannah, his level can be raised in Jannah by virtue of your dua. Who said? Prophet Muhammad, Sahih Muslim. A man comes in the day of judgment and he sees himself in a very high rank in Jannah. Ya Rabbi, how did I get this level in Jannah? How? هذا المنزلة في الجنة يا ربي كيف وصلت إلى هنا؟ بفضل استغفار ابنك لك. Ya, oh my servant, this is by virtue of your son praying and making istighfar for you. You're supposed to be, let's say, in this level, but because when you died, your son or your daughter kept making dua for you, istighfar for you, dua for you, Allah Azza wa Jal raised your rank in Jannah. If your parents are alive, alhamdulillah, keep making dua. If they are dead, make lots of dua for them and seek lots of istighfar for them. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. Wait a second. Brothers, let me ask you this. I'm only doing this to keep you engaged with me. When he says, وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا, he just built the Kaaba. Right? And he says, and tub, from tawbah, right? Tawbah, tub. And accept our repentance. Tub from what? To make tawbah from what? He just finished building the Kaaba. Let me... Is this tawbah min dhanb? Aw tawbah min ta'ah? Is this tawbah from a sin? Or the tawbah from an acceptance of a deed? I just said when you finish the salah, what do you say? Istighfar, istighfar, istighfar from them or istighfar from ta'ah? Ta'ah means obedience. Here is the tawbah from obedience. Ya Rabbi, I did this, accept it from me. I'm making tawbah. Tawbah if there's anything missing or something of a shortcoming. Ya Rabbi, tawbah, tawbah, tawbah. You see, Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Again, tawab, rahim. Oftentimes when you see the name of Allah, tawab, it goes with rahim because tawbah requires rahmah. At-tawab and ar-rahim, they go together. Tawab al-aziz, you won't find it in the Quran. Aziz comes from might, from izzat. In Urdu, izzat, al-izzah. So you will not find tawab, which is soft, from aziz, which is... You see the beautiful names of Allah, how they're put in the Quran. And then he said, oh, by the way, to give you an example, the angels, listen. Just you see why we make tawbah and istighfar. The angels, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, they are angels since the day Allah created them, they are in ruku'. Imagine, from the day خلقهم الله هم راكعون. منذ أن خلقهم الله. Since they were created, they are in ruku' like this. Until the end of time. And there are other angels, since Allah created them, I don't know how many millions of years, they are in sujood. They never came back from sujood. They're always in sujood. Saying subhana rabbil a'la, subhana rabbil a'la, praying, whatever they're doing. There are some who are making tawaf since Allah created them until the end of time. The Prophet ﷺ says, at the end of time, when that angel raises his head, يرفع رأسه ثم ينظر إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى فيقول سبحانك ما عبدناك حق عبادتك. Do you understand this? Let me explain. He comes back from the sujood, or he comes back from ruku'. He's never seen the face of Allah. So he comes back, the end of time, the end, you know, khalas, the end of, and then he sees the face of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He will say, praise be to you. I have not worshipped you as I'm supposed to. I should have done more. More what? All your life in sujood. You and I, we just prayed Maghrib. Hey, yalla, run. When run? Khalas, I did my salah. Alhamdulillah. Allah qabul firmai. Again, as we say, Allah qabul firmai. Allah qabul. Ya Habibi, this angel, all his life is in sujood. All his life. Millions, billions of years. I don't know. And then when he sees the face of Allah, he says, I have not worshipped you. Enough. I have not worshipped you enough. I should have done more. More of what? Maybe it makes sense if you did something else, if you went here or there, if you finished the salah, and then you went to make wudu, and then you came back, and then you went out, you know, talked on the phone, ya ammi, and you went, talked on the phone, and then you came back, and then you came back. Maybe you'll say you took a minute off, did something. You did not do nothing. All you've been doing is sujood and saying Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. So here comes the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim. We're not those people. We're not those angels. We're human beings. We have things that we need to do. We have whims and desires. We have businesses. We have wives. For those who are married, wives waiting for us. I'm talking like all of you. Each have a wife. Don't misunderstand that, right? We have wives waiting for us. We have kids waiting for us. So, يعني ها يا ربي والمساكين we're not توب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا وابعث فيهم. Here's another dua. 2,000 years and then the dua was answered. ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته. Brothers, you know all I've been saying? We are practicing this ayah right now, you and I. Allah, Allah, Allah. Wallah. You and I, we are practicing this ayah right now. رَبَّنَا وَابْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ السُّنَّةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Here, Aziz Hakim is better, is good, is not Halim. It is not Hakim. Here we have to put Aziz Hakim. Allah says, our Lord raised from them a messenger. He's making dua for who? Bring amongst them a messenger. A messenger who? Who's the messenger he's making dua? He's talking about the descendants. The descendants of Ibrahim. You know, the nations that will come later on. Send amongst them or bring from them a messenger from them. Huh? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulan minhum. What is the duty of this prophet? To do three things. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulan minhum. Yatlu alayhim ayatik. Yatlu alayhim. The book of Allah. Recite the book of Allah. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. That's exactly what we're doing right now. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمْ. To teach them the book. To teach them the Quran. يُعَلِّمُ الْكِتَابِ. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. The hikmah means hikmat. In Urdu. Hikmah. Hikmah means wisdom. To teach them wisdom. Literally, hikmah means wisdom. But here, hikmah means to teach them the Quran and the Sunnah. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Three things. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. And to purify them. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. أول مهمة للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يتلو عليهم آياتك. So the very first mission of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, يا قريش يا عرب يا مسلمين يا مشركين يا نصارى يا يهود come let me read the book to you يتلو عليهم آياتك here are the signs and the prophet Muhammad says حديث ما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله يتدارسون كتاب الله يتلون كتاب الله يتلون كتاب الله أو يتدارسونه هنيئا لكم والله هنيئا لكم أنا كنت يعني كنت متحايل عليكم متحايل عليكم حتى خليكم تقعدوا معنا ليش هذا الحديث ما اجتمع قوم any group who gets together and as I said in Arabic you know, said I was trying not to trick you trick you in a good way to stay with me here why because of this hadith that says any people who get together in a house of Allah in a place of worship they recite the book of Allah Quran or they study it that's what we're doing right now we're doing the job of the prophet What will happen to them? Rahma will overwhelm them. Sakina will descend upon them. Angels will surround them. And an angel at the end will tell them, stand up and leave. All your sins have been forgiven. Isn't that? وَيَذْكُرُهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ And Allah mentions them to a better gathering. Allah Azza wa Jal right now, and I told you this so many times, Allah mentions your name and my name to His angels right now. And what we're doing? We're doing the A'mal al-Rasul. This is what the Prophet is doing. And this is the dua of Ibrahim. Ya Rabbi, send amongst them a messenger. What would be the duties of this messenger? Ya Rabbi, send this messenger to recite upon them the ayat. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ To teach them the book. وَالْحِكْمَةِ الْحِكْمَةِ means the sunnah. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ And to purify them. So brothers, if you want tizkiyah, you need to recite the book of Allah and you need the Qur'an to learn the Qur'an, then you can get tizkiyah. Allah, Allah. شوف كيف جبدناها. شفت كيف? If you want tizkiyah, we all want tizkiyah. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا We're talking about this soul. What would purify this soul? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ Indeed, he's a successful. Who? The one who is able to purify the soul. You want to purify your soul? Do this. Recite the book of Allah and learn it. That's what we're doing. Isn't that worth it? Brothers, please tell me. I don't know, man. It's no-brainer. I keep saying, نعم, I know you, maybe you have, and I give you the benefit of the doubt. Give them, but I'm just saying, you have nothing. I got it. You need this. Not just here. Do anywhere you find an opportunity to have a gathering to do studies of the Quran, do it. Or hadith. Or recitation of the Quran, do it. So, but for this, you and I, we need qalb salim. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَ لِمَنْ قَالَ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبْ أَوْ أَلْقَ السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ Why Allah is saying here, if you want to benefit, you need qalb salim. You need a sound heart. You need a purified heart for you to be able, I could be reciting things and telling things, but maybe, may Allah forbid, maybe you listen from here, comes out from there. Most people in Jum'ah, subhanAllah, oftentimes, sometimes, yani people, they come out, many times they people come, Ya Shaykh, wallahi, I come out from Jum'ah sometimes, learning nothing. Learning nothing. I just come in and out. What did you learn? Wallahi, مش عارف أنا, I don't know. Feels like he was reciting or he was reading or he was telling us the news. CNN. Sometimes you go like CNN. Some guy that tells you about the father. Hello, father. No, I need some empowerment. Give me something for my heart is dying, man. Heal me. I need to be healed from inside. So you need this tazkiyah. And for this tazkiyah, Allah says, يَتْلُوا عَلِهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ الْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ Do you know what tazkiyah, right? In Urdu. Tazkiyah? Huh? Tazkiyatness. Purification. Purification of the soul. So, بهذه الثلاث تلاوة القرآن تدرس القرآن تلاوة السنة ومدرسة السنة. So, you need these three things for tazkiyah to happen. Recitation of the Qur'an, تعليم القرآن, تعليم, right? Teaching of the Qur'an, and as-sunnah, which is the program that we do with the sisters every Thursday. As-sunnah. Teaching the Sahih Bukhari. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Huh? Indeed you are Aziz, comes from Izzat, might. Indeed you are Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim. Why Hakim with Aziz? Aha, very interesting. لأن العزة أولا لهذه الأمة في كتاب الله. العزة, you want عزة, you want honor. عزة is honor, is grace. You want عزة, is in the book of Allah, is in the Quran. You want عزة, is in the Sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. You want عزة, لا تمكين ولا رفعة ولا نصرة إلا إذا رجعنا إلى كتاب الله وسنة رسوله. We will not be elevated. We will not be victorious. Yes, we will see lots of dead and killings in Gaza, in Al-Daffa, in Al-Sham, in Lebanon, in Syria, in Sudan, in Libya, in Al-Yemen, in Kashmir, in Rohingya, and so on and so on and so on. La rif'a, no elevation, no victory, no honor, unless and until we come back to the source, and the source is Kitab Allah, the book of Allah, wa sunnat Rasulih, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Hakim. Why Hakim? Because Hikmah goes along with Al-Aziz. Why? Allah is mighty, but He's also Hakim. Puts things in the proper place. هذه الحكمة. الحكمة هو القول الذي ينبغي في المكان الذي ينبغي على المنهج الذي ينبغي. أو كما قال ابن تيمية رحمة الله عليه أو ابن القيم. حكمة, wisdom is to say the right thing at the right time in the right place. ومن أوتي الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا. If you're blessed with hikmah, with wisdom, you have been blessed with lots of khair. To be able to make the right decision at the right time. To be able to say the right word at the right time. And oftentimes people, they lack hikmah. Some husbands, a lot of husbands lack hikmah. A lot of wives lack hikmah. And then at the end, you feel regret. I shouldn't have said what I said. I shouldn't have sent that email. And by the way, a text or an email, never send it when you're angry. Here's, I'm giving you some note on the side. If you're angry, write your email, write your text. Don't hit send. Until after maybe 3 days. Maybe after 3 days, you will not even have to send that text no more. Give it a day, give it a two, if you're angry. Maybe after 2-3 days, you will make a lot of changes, or you may even ignore it totally. But when you're angry, and at the end you say, I shouldn't have said it. I shouldn't have sent it. But a lot of people are, The enter comes with lots of the computer مسكين, your phone, why you've been breaking your phone to hit enter. الحكمة, when you say the right thing at the right time at the right place. So has the dua been answered of Ibrahim? Yes, da'wat Ibrahim. You know what the Prophet says with regard to dua? Do you have a dua that Allah has not answered, brother? Do you have any dua, particular dua that Allah has not answered yet? Yes? No? Everything? Maybe you're not sure. You have any dua that Allah has not answered yet?
Of course.
Of course, there's a lot. No? Allah has answered all your dua. MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. MashaAllah, wallah. Then you need dua for me and for us, inshaAllah ta'ala. Then a lot of us have still, even this man was with Imam ibn Hanbal, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam ibn Hanbal. He traveled far from his country, he was from Iraq, so he traveled away. So he came to this country where people did not know who he was, because people had no phones at the time, no pictures, no internet. They would know by name, but they would not know you by face. Right, so he goes to this place, and here's the thing: it's not like you and I today. Don't you know who I am? Huh? Really, you don't know who I am? Go check the internet. Yeah, or YouTube. Right, right. Sheikh Riyad. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. You don't know who I am? That's an insult, man. La. So he was in the masjid. He had nowhere to go, no hotel, no place. So he's sitting in the masjid, and then the guard, because he had to close the masjid, he came to him and says, Ya Ustad, Ya Flan, Ya Ammi, I need to close the masjid, you need to leave.
says, oh yeah, I have no place to go. Can I stay again? No, I have to leave. You have to leave. طيب إن شاء الله. Okay, خلاص. So he stays in. And then the guy came back, and after some time, he came again. He said, ya fulan, I need to lock the masjid. Leave. Please let me here. I have nowhere to go. I told you to leave. I'm not going to. No, leave. Ma leave. Then he dragged him from his feet out. He didn't tell him, I am the mufti of the world. I am the imam, and there is no more imam. أنا الإمام وليس هناك إمام. أنا من أنا. أنا ومن أنا وما أدراك ما أنا. أنا. أنا الإمام أحمد. ومن لا يعرفه. زي ما تقولوا أنتوا إمام أحمد وما غيره. أيوة إمام أحمد وما غيره. No, he dragged him out from his feet to the masjid and he locked the masjid. On the way out, some man was walking by, then he saw him skin this old man being pulled out from the masjid. Then he goes to him and he says, are you okay? He says, well, I have nowhere to go. I'm a traveler. I'm just staying here for overnight. I thought to stay in the masjid. He took me out. He dragged me. He says, come. I have a bakery. Let me take you with me to my bakery. You can spend the night in my bakery. So he took him to his bakery. Are you following? Should we say next week, inshallah, we complete the story? Huh? Okay. So he told him, ta'al. So he takes him to his bakery, and then the baker, he bakes the bread at night so I can sell it during the day. So as he's baking the food, Imam Ahmad is sleeping, but he hears this man making dhikr. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. He's making chapati. Chapati, roti. Roti, roti, kida. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Akbar. Imam Ahmad told him, kam laka ala hadihi al-hal? How long have you been like this? What happened? He says, your tongue is always, you know, since I came in here, you've just been making dhikr. He says, since I remember, I'm always like this. He says, did Allah Azza wa Jal, what did you feel? He says, yeah, anything happened in your life? He says, alhamdulillah, Allah has answered all my du'as. All my du'as, Allah has answered. Is that you? Allah has answered all my du'as, except one. Except one. What? He says, I've been making dua to see Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Imam ibn Hanbal stood up and said, my only dua that has not been answered so far is to be able to see Ahmad ibn Hanbal. He says, Wallahi istighfaruk, your istighfar has dragged Imam Ahmad from the feet out from the masjid to the street so you can see him. I am Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Right? I am Imam Ahmad. So here, يُسْتَجَبْ لِأَحَدِكُمْ مَا لَمْ يَعَجِّلْ يَقُولُ دَعَوْتُ فَلَمْ يُسْتَجَبْ لِي. The Prophet says that Allah will answer your dua as long as you don't rush or hasten the dua. A person shall say, I made dua, and there is no answer. Then the Allah Azza wa Jalla will not answer it. 2,000 years, Prophet Muhammad made dua in Mecca. The answer came in Medina after 13 years. You and I make dua today, and we want the answer? Yesterday. Yesterday. Ya Sheikh, I made dua, wallah. Where is she? Who is who? Where is she? I made dua. I've been waiting. This guy's been waiting so long. He says, Sheikh, I'm making dua. Even if she's jinni, I'm ready to marry jinni. I just want to know, here, where is she? I made dua. Hey, jinn, he wants to marry jinn. Hey, huh? كيف يعني؟
ولاد العم على الخط بيسألوك
ايوه
ليش العرب بدهم القدس؟
ليش العرب ايش؟
ليش العرب بدهم القدس؟
ليش بدهم القدس؟ قدسنا. القدس قدسنا وقدسكم وقدس المسلمين المؤمنين وانتم مسلمون وابوكم وابونا كان مسلما. ما كان ابراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما. Our cousins are asking this question. Your father, forefather, and our forefather, the father of Ibrahim, of Ismail, and Ishaq, and Yaqub, kana muslima. He was a Muslim who submitted. يعني what is a Muslim? A Muslim was someone who submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was not this or that. He was a Muslim. So هذا قدسنا وهذا بيتنا وهذا بيت الأنبياء. إن شاء الله تعالى سوف يرجع بإذن الله. دعا إبراهيم ثم the dua was answered 2,000 years later. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ ها, let them listen. I'm still here. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ I'm going to tell you this will answer your question about
Why we want Quds? Why we want Quds? Why the Arab want Quds? It's not the Arabs want Quds. Why the Muslims, why the believers want Quds? Why the Orthodox Jewish people want Al-Quds? To come back to the Muslims. Because they know. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيهَ نَفْسَهِ هذه الآية برهان لكم أنه سفهاء هذا الذي راغب عن ملة إبراهيم سفيه. This ayah right here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and who would reject the faith of Ibrahim except a fool. Except a fool. So you are rejecting the faith of Ibrahim. يعني استغفر الله. Allah is saying that this faith, that faith, هذا is a fool. Because you rejected the millah of Ibrahim, the ways and the faith of Ibrahim. وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we certainly have favored him in this life. Favored whom? We favored Ibrahim. Allah favored Abraham, Ibrahim alayhi salam. مَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. Who is rejecting the faith of Ibrahim? Except a fool. When I say fool, Arabs, huh? Fool is not fool وعدس. Fool مدمس والعدس والملوخية. Fool, huh? Fool. What fool? Fool, he's a fool, يعني he's سفيه. سفيه. Huh? Because they used to say, Ibrahim Abuna. Ibrahim, you say, the people, the Jewish people, they say Ibrahim is our father. Well, Ibrahim said, "Rabbana ja'alna muslimin lak." Oh Allah, make us Muslims. You say the Nasara, the Christians, they say Ibrahim is our father. Allah says, Ibrahim says, "Oh Allah, make us Muslims." يعني كيف أنتم بتقولوا he's your father? طب he's your father, follow your father. But you're not following your father. You're following your whims and desires. Mm. Ibrahim نفسه, even Ibrahim, he claimed, he knows. Not he claims, استغفر الله. It means that he was a Muslim. So, if you're there, لماذا لا تأخذون بوصية أبيكم إبراهيم? Why don't you follow the وصية of your father Ibrahim? Hmm? Didn't he say he was a Muslim? طيب, follow his وصية. Submit to your God. Submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ What else do you guys want? Allah Azza wa Jalla told him, أَسْلِمْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمْ أَسْلِمْ. What did Ibrahim say? قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِلْرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Submit يَا إِبْرَاهِيمْ. Right away, Ibrahim didn't say, let me check. Let me ask for a fatwa. Let me call imam. Pray right away. سمعنا وأطعنا. أسلم أسلمنا. البس الحجاب يا أختي. البس الحجاب. Yeah, والله yeah. They ask that question all the time. Is it fard? Where is it in the Quran? يلا show me in the Quran that Allah says, "Oh, you women, wear the hijab." سبحان الكريم. إبراهيم أسلم right away. أسلمنا لأسلم لرب العالمين. I submit to the Lord of the world. سبحانه وتعالى. أسلم. أسلم فعل إيش هذا؟ أمر ولا مضارع ولا ماضي؟ أمر. فعل أمر صح. It's an order. إبراهيم أسلم. أسلم. Submit. إبراهيم submitted. And here's the beauty. The next ayah. إبراهيم أسلم. I have goosebumps والله لما تفسير القرآن حق جميل حلاوة والله. ووصى بها إبراهيم وبنيه. Right away. Not only him became a Muslim. No, he is Islam. يعني he submitted. And then right away he told his daughter and his children. ووصى بها إبراهيم وبنيه ويعقوب. And then إبراهيم عليه السلام he advised his children as well as Jacob. يعقوب. ووصى بها إبراهيم يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم قل لي إلا وأنتم مسلمون. What did Ibrahim say? He's your father, then follow him. He's what your father is saying. ووصى بها إبراهيم. Ibrahim, he gave the advice to his children and to Yaqub. and to Jacob, to his children, saying, indeed, Allah has chosen for you his fate. So do not die except in the state of Islam. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ. Don't die except in the state of Islam. So brothers, tell me, what is the wasiyah of Ibrahim? In one word. You know wasiyah, right? Don't you know wasiyah? Wasiyah, the will, the advice, at the end. So what's the wasiyah of Ibrahim in one word? One word. Islam. Khalas. Islam. Wasiyah, Islam. Islam means be Muslim. Whatever, and all that you say, don't accept in the state of Islam. The wasiyah is... إذن إبراهيم ليس أبا لأحد إلا المسلمين قالوا هذا أبونا أبانا ملة أبيكم ملة أبيكم إبراهيم the ملة of your father Ibrahim that Ibrahim was not a father of anyone he's not the father listen to this and tell them Ibrahim was not the father of anyone other than المسلمين those who did not reject his faith. هنا سجل عندك بماء الذهب انقطع النسب انقطع النسب بين إبراهيم واليهودية والنصرانية والمشركين العرب the lineage here is being cut. Your father Ibrahim, he's your father if you are Muslim believer. The lineage ليست العبرة بالنسب ولكن العبرة بالدين. You can't say he's my father. He could be. يا أخي أبو جهل. He had a son by the name of عكرمة. ولا there's some give me a name of I want a name of a father who's a Muslim and a son who was not a Muslim. Nuh. Okay. In the Sahaba. You cannot say, my father is. Nasab, lineage has been cut. What is the most important thing is the deen. You can't say my father is, no one is, no, he's not a Muslim. Until you're not a Muslim, but my father is, my grandfather is, and those who say my great-great-father is Rasulullah. Khair, salam, mashallah. My great-great-father, yani my nasab is to Rasulullah. Amazing. I'm a Sayyid. Right? I'm a Sayyid. But does that benefit you in Islam? Because your great-great-great-great-great-father is Rasulullah. Does that benefit you in any way? Is that going to save you? What's going to save you? Hold on. I'll tell you. All the prophets, they called for one main thing. They called for Tawheed. When we talk about Nuh, we talk about Ibrahim, we talk about Hud, we talk about Lot, Shu'aib, Saleh, Ya Qawmi, اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. Worship Allah. There is no God worthy of worship but Him. And Allah سبحانه وتعالى اصطفى لنا الدين. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. Allah has favored this religion or this faith. And Allah says الدين عند الله. The deen that Allah has favored or chosen is Islam. دين الأنبياء كلهم. This is the deen of all the prophets. So when I say, my father was a good man. Your father was a good man. But enter, what did you do? The Prophet Muhammad used to tell Fatima, wake up. The Prophet Muhammad used to tell Fatima, يا فاطمة اعملي فإني لا أغني عنك من الله شيئا. Prophet Muhammad is a father. Ya Fatima, amali, do. Worship, do ya amali, amali. Worship and pray and do. And you know, I can't save you from the punishment of Allah. I can't save you. I'm probably, but I can't save you. Ya Rabbi, my father is so... Nasab, khalas, ma fish nasab. The lineage
Is your lineage just great? I can see your tree. ولكن at the end is you and your actions.
And here is the beauty. The beauty is this ayah. أم كنتم شهداء يا بني إسرائيل يا معشر اليهود يا معشر النصارى يا معشر المشركين العرب أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا ونحن له one more time مسلمون أن كنتم شهداء الله سبحانه says did you witness O Bani Israel O you the Nasara the Christians and the Jews and the Mushrikeen the polytheists or the atheists did you witness when death came to Yaqub so Yaqub is dying a father is dying Yaqub then he asked his children إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه يعقوب is who by the way يعقوب is إسرائيل so إسرائيل had children how many 12 did you forget who you forgot بنيامين all right so بني at the time including يوسف يعقوب is dying where did he die the first person to get a date and a tea where did he die يعقوب Egypt. Who said Egypt? Ya salam alaykum. Ya simsim. So I was waiting for someone to say Palestine. Huh? Somebody said Palestine. La, Masr. He was in Egypt. Remember when they traveled to Yusuf alayhi salam? So he collected his children. And then he asked them this question. His children who were astray. Remember? And then they came back to Egypt to Yusuf. And then they became upright. Dad is concerned. So before he dies, he wants to confirm something. My children, who are you going to worship after I die? ما تعبدون من بعدي؟ قالوا نعبد إلهك. They say we shall worship your God and the God of your forefathers, Ibrahim, وإسماعيل, وإسحاق. We're confirming that we're gonna worship him. We're gonna submit to Allah Muslimi. He tells me this. We try to invest on our children. True? A lot of us do. We do. Some of us, especially those who invest in their children, put them in Islamic school. Yeah, not anybody can afford put your children in and pay $600 to $800 a month per child. You must be, mashallah, you must have a fortune to be able to pay any per child, especially if you're Arab and you have 7 children, or if you're Pakistani and have 1, or 1,000, approximately 1,000. How can you afford to have, you must be, mashallah, طيب. And you could put them still in Islamic school, and they may turn out not good. But at least you did your best. And some of us, sometimes we put our children in Islamic school thinking, خلاص, they're going to become alim. They're going to become scholars. No. Because the true education and discipline starts where? Home. So here is the beauty, what I understand from this ayah. Even if your children who actually have a good foundation may drift at some point, they will come back at the end, inshallah. Just like Bani Israel, the children of Yaqub. His father raised them. So they have this good foundation, initially they did. But they drifted. How did they drift? They felt jealous. And you and I, as parents, we need to be careful. Not to play this favoritism. If you have a daughter, and you have a son, you favor the daughter over your son. Maybe she's beautiful, you favor her because she's listening here. And you told your son, come. No, I want to play. He's outside playing, maybe breaking windows. Or the live beautiful, she's sitting here and listening. I'm just saying an example. Yaqub, maybe he favored Yusuf. Why? Why? The little one?
The youngest.
Youngest? Not because Jesse was handsome. The youngest. The youngest normally gets, and the traveler until he comes back, and the sick until he becomes healthy. Yani this is how it is. So he was the youngest. And he was maybe, he had that hanan, that compassion towards his father. Maybe the other ones were a little bit rough. So you as a father, sometimes you feel, my daughter, she cares. She comes and she hugs me. Well, walad, he's me, I don't know. He cares. You try to trick him to come and give you a hug. And then the daughter, she comes, she cares. So sometimes, no brain, you feel like, you know, it's not like you're favoring, but because she knows how to get to you. Yaqub, he favored Yusuf alayhi salam. So they became jealous. They drifted. They went astray. They took the son. They threw him into the desert, into the well. Right? But eventually later on, they came back and they made istighfar and tawbah. So the father now is telling them before he dies, who are you going to worship after me? Are you going to drift again? Dad, as if they're saying, die or mirtah. Why? Moot ala sayfi. لا مش صيفي هو المصري بيقول لك على بطيخة صيفي أيوة هذا موت على بطيخة صيفي مش نام على بطيخة صيفي they say يعني as if you say die rested you okay you're good who are we going to worship we're going to worship your God and the God of they could have said Allah لا 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 to give you confirmation the God of Ibrahim the God of Ismail he's لا إله إلا الله God سبحان الكريم ادحر يعقوب الموت. Do you understand this beauty here? As if Allah عز وجل الله عز وجل اتقوا الله أيها الناس اتقوا يا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم. This is the ayah always the imam says you know in the khutbah the very first اتقوا الله حق تقاته الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن. Fear Allah as you should be feared and don't die except in the state of Islam. But how do you know? I want to die as in the state of Islam. So this is why you need to ask Allah for husn khatima, for the good end. Ya Rabbi, make my end a good end, which is to die in the state of Islam, to be able to say, La ilaha illallah. Rabbi qad aytatini min. And here's the beauty of when Yusuf alayhi salam said this. The answer of Allah. Such a father, such a son. The father is making sure, my kids, please, who are you going to worship? Make sure you die in the state of Islam. Comes Yusuf, alayhi salam, who said, Rabbi, قد آتيتني من الملك. Rabbi, قد آتيتني من الملك. وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث. Before he died, he said this. Rabbi, قد آتيتني من العلم. وعلمتني من تأويل من الملك. وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. You see how the Quran is beautiful. What did Yusuf say before he died? He says, ربي قد آتيتني من الملك. I'm became, يعني my dominion is big now, became a king, يعني the minister of Egypt. I've had power. وعلمتني من تأويل الحديث. You blessed me with the ability to interpret dreams. وعلمتني من تأويل الحديث. فاطر السماوات والأرض. You are the one who raised the heavens and the earth. فاطر السماوات والأرض. توفني مسلما. أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. You are my ولي in this, my guardian in this dunya and the akhirah. And then he goes, توفني مسلما. Make me die in the state of Islam. Just like how his father, you know, was hoping, Allah Azza wa Jal made that answer, that dua been answered. So the son dies as his father was hoping. But tawaffani muslima, make me die in the state of Islam. Walhiqni bis salihin, and make me be raised with the righteous as salihin. And then here comes the other thing. I'm almost done. Law samahtum, can I just finish this? Because this will finish one page, almost the last page. Tilka ummatun qad khalat. Khalas. لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم. I'll come back here to those who say, my father, My father, tilka ummatun qad khalat, khalas. This is a nation that was, or a community that has, that's already gone. They're gone. Your father is gone. Your forefather is gone. This community was gone. That nation is gone. Tilka ummatun qad khalat, umma. It's been gone, dead. That's it. No more. What's now? It's you. What have you done? نحن أبناء إبراهيم تلك أمة قد خلت النصارى نحن أبناء إبراهيم تلك أمة قد خلت النصارى we are the sons of Ibrahim. The Jews, we are the sons of Ibrahim. Allah is saying كلا no. This is أمة قد خلت. If you follow the sons of Ibrahim, then follow the millet of Ibrahim. لها ما كسبت من الحسنات ولكم ما كسبتم من الحسنات. Allah says they will have the reward of what they have earned. That old nation, the father who passed away, he will get whatever he has earned from the reward, and you will get what you have earned from the reward. Come back to Fatima. Ya Fatima, do work. I cannot increase from your amal. I can't. You will only get what you have done. فهذا القسم المشترك بين الآباء والأبناء سبحان الله لهم لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم. This is the shared factor between parents and children. And I will end with this. A father is a Muslim, but the son is not Muslim. Or the son is Muslim, but the father is kafir, not Muslim. What happens? Allah says, تِلْكَ الْأُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ. This is a nation which has passed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm gonna explain this ayah with another ayah from the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ بِإِحْسَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and those who believe, let's say inshaAllah ta'ala, you as a father have entered the Jannah. And then your son also enters the Jannah. But your son who enters Jannah is in a lower level than you. So when you go to Jannah, you will know. As I'm high, but maybe your son is in a lower level. What happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and those who believe, وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ, and the condition is, their children also follow their path. تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. This is a nation that has passed. Yes, ولكن if your father, let's say who has passed away, but you followed the same path of that father, who is a believer, Allah says, أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. So inshaAllah, Allah says, Allah will make his children or their children follow them in Jannah. يعني if your son is in a lower level, Allah will raise your son to be with you in Jannah in the same level as you. The condition is, what's the condition? Believe. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and those who believe. So you cannot say, طيب, I'm a believer, but my father is non-believer. Can I bring my father with me? No, you can't. And when I say father, that means father or the mother, by the way. When I say son and a daughter. I hope you're following me there. Huh? The Prophet Muhammad, he could not do shafa'a for his uncle, could he? He couldn't. This is his lineage, his blood. You know what Ammu, what's his name? Abu Talib, right? Abu Talib. Do you know what Abu Talib did? Or what Abu Talib did was more than what Abu Bakr did to Prophet Muhammad in terms of help? He helped him in a way that none of the Sahaba could help Rasulullah. But the Prophet couldn't help him. He was telling him before he died, just say La ilaha, just one word, just say La ilaha, that's all you have to say. Wallahi, he will be in the Firdaus al-A'la today. But before, couldn't. So, the factor is Islam or Shirk, Iman or Shirk. Your father is a believer, yes, inshaAllah ta'ala. But the father or the parent is not, or you're not, Shirk, there's no lineage. My father was a prophet, can you put me with him? La abada. Ya Fatima, I can't help you. Ya Hamza, even to Hamza, his uncle, يا حفص يا فلان يا عمو عمة الرسول the عمة of the prophet he told his aunties and from the paternal side and maternal side I can't save you I can't save you صلى الله على محمد صلى الله الله and I keep saying I will end right now سنكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم Allah says, again, it's beautiful when you make tafsir of the Qur'an with Qur'an. Allah says, سَنَكْتُبُوا Everything is written. مَا قَدَّمُوا What they have done. What they have done. وَآثَارَهُمْ What آثَارَهُمْ means? What they have left behind. You know, when people, they say, what's your legacy? What's your legacy? Is that what you're going to find when you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? سَنَكْتُبُوا مَا قَدَّمُوا Everything is written. What qaddam, what you have done. The salah which you have done. The siyam which you have done. The Qur'an which you have recited. The sadaqah which you have given. You know, all the obedience of the parents which you have. Everything is written. وَمْآثَارَهُمْ آثَارَهُمْ means whatever they have left behind. What did you build? Did you build a house, you know, a masjid and you left it behind you? Did you plant a well, build a well? Did you plant a tree? Whatever you have left from behind. How would people, Allah islam, I can see it, ya Shaykh Anta. When people, they say, how are you going to be remembered after you die? Have you ever thought of this? When you die, people, they will mention you maybe somehow by your name, when your name is mentioned. How they will mention you, or how would you be remembered? Would you be remembered as, Wallahi, he was a good man. Wallahi, mashallah, he was always, mashallah, we never see, he did so much. He was always here. He used to make adhan all the time. He was always qiyam. He was the first one. It was, but people will remember you. Or that person, I was fighting. I was arguing. Masaib always there. Always complaining. Alhamdulillah that Allah took him. Alhamdulillah. Or Sheikh Riyad died. Riyad who? Who? Never heard of him. No. Left no legacy. He left nothing behind. لا من شاف ولا من دار. So the question is this what you want people to say after you depart from this life? And then comes in, Allah Azza wa Jal comes to another chapter, the same, talking about again another confirmation of the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the faith of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We're not done. So those who are asking that question, come back, I'll give you some more if you're not enough. Huh? If it's not enough, I will give you some more inshaAllah ta'ala. Any questions or comments? Yeah? Comments, questions, additions, anything I may have said, maybe I missed, or shall I test you? Wala wala, did you, you know, came in from a come from here? Yeah. Anyone?
So we got that point that you were mentioning that Prophet peace be upon him said that you know, I won't be able to help. But then there are a couple of things in the Quran and in the Sunnah that if you recite this, Prophet peace be upon him will intercede for you. I'm just trying to understand the difference.
I did not say, or there's nothing that says when you recite this, Prophet will intercede for you. In the Hadith, there's intercession. After the Adhan, you make that dua of the Adhan, there's intercession. Na'am. But man that الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ None can intercede except with the will and permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even Rasulullah can intercede and he would intercede, but he would intercede number one with the permission of Allah. Number two, there are certain people that Allah, that the Prophet Muhammad, nor the Sahaba, nor the believers, and nor the angels can intercede on their behalf. Such as the arm of the Prophet, the ankle of the Prophet. Can the Prophet intercede on his behalf? No, he can't. And intercession is in ways. Intercession to come out from hellfire. There are certain people that will be in hellfire and they will come out from hellfire to be entered Jannah. That's one type of intercession. There's one intercession whereby some people will be elevated in ranks in Jannah. They are in the level, but the intercession will raise their ranks in Jannah. So they'll be in that type of intercession. But the intercession can only happen with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, you do your a'mal. The a'mal will assess where you will be. Yet, still, the intercession can only happen with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا أنا ما بعطيها لأدان اللي بيجي متأخر أنا ما بعطيها أدان ولا هذا كمان.
أنا ما بأخذ أصلاً.
سبحانك.